Sports. I'm Tom Merriam. The Yankees and Aaron Judge got the second half of their schedule off to a grand start by slamming the Pirates 16-0. Judge hit a grand slam, becoming the first 30-home run hitter this season to lead a Yankee attack that featured four other homers.
This team's been rolling. We got a good lead in the East, and we got a big opponent coming up here with Boston for four and Fenway. First time going there all year.
The Astros' winning streak was snapped at 8 by the Royals, 7-4. The AL's other first-place team, the Twins, lost the seesaw battle in Chicago. Here's AP's David Schuster.
Leury Garcia's RBI single in the 10th inning was the game-winning hit as the White Sox edged the Twins 9-8. It was a wild affair with the Sox coming from behind five times, including on a two-run homer from Andrew Vaughn in the 8th.
Kind of in the middle, I looked up and saw that we would score, they would score. We would score, they would score, and kind of going back and forth. And, it's a good baseball game.
The Rays ripped the Red Sox 7-1. Randy Arozarena drove in 3. Other AL winners, the Blue Jays, Tigers, Orioles, and the Angels, who beat the Marlins 5-2, behind Shohei Ohtani, who struck out 10 and allowed just 2 hits in 7 innings on the mound. In the NL, the Braves completed a sweep of the Cardinals with a 3-0 shutout, but remained 2.5 games behind the Mets, who scored once in the 9th to tie the Reds, and then 5 times in the 10th, keyed by Brandon Nimmo's 3-run homer to win the game 8-3.
This does nothing but add confidence to the offense and to the guys in the clubhouse. So, very important win, even though, it's against Cincinnati.
W is also for the Cubs, Giants, Nationals, and Dodgers, who one-hit the Rockies 2-1. At Wimbledon, Rafael Nadal won a 5th-set tiebreaker from American Taylor Fritz to advance to the semifinals against Nick Kyrgios, who won his quarterfinal match in straight sets. Nadal nearly had to drop out of the match due to a nagging abdominal injury.
I had these feelings for a couple of days, but without a doubt, today was the worst day.
Tom Merriam, AP Sports.